Beis Hashem's book will begin Perek Tashi, the ninth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos True Law of Apprentice in the Sefer Mad, the Book of Knowledge, which should continue the theme of the previous Perek discussing the concept of Olam Haba, of reward and punishment, which in this Perek the Rambam discusses how to explain how we understand what the Pesukim and the Torah refer to when it talks about reward. And Rambam gets Halacha with the following question. And now that we know, as we said in the previous chapter, what is the reward of the mitzvahs? And the good that we merit for im shemarnu derech Hashem akasa v'tayr, if we safeguard the path of Hashem that's written in the Torah, he chayo il mabo, is a life of the world to come. Shlomak says the pasuk in the Devarim, as we quoted, l'man yitav loch, that should be good for you, barach yom, you have lengthy days, which is yom shekuli tov, yom shekuli yarech, Vanakoma, and the revenge that we take revenge from the wicked, that they forsake the paths of righteousness that's written in the Torah. He akadis is being cut off, Shemak says in the pasuk, and Bamidbar he kadis to kadis anefeshahi. He shall surely be cut off that soul, avoin the ba, its sin is in it, which we explained the redundancy. He kadis boil mazet, he kadis loil maba. So ma'uzesh akasa b'chal ha'Torah kula. So then the question is, what's this that's written throughout the whole Torah? Im tishmu, if you listen, yagiyu lechem kach, you'll get this. Vim lo tishmu, if you don't listen, yikra eschem kach, this is going to happen. But all those things are in this world. For example, saiva v'rav, being satisfied or being hungry, or mocham v'shalom, peace or war, or malchus v'shefel, his kingdom, or being low down, v'yeshivas aretz v'galas, being settled in the land of Israel, or being in exile, v'atzlochas ma'isiv v'seidah, being successful what you do, or losses, or shorkol d'vir abyss, and all the other words of the covenant seem to be regarding this world, not the world to come. But isn't reward and punishment the world to come? So that's what Rambam explains, that the reward in the world to come, but there is then the conditions for good that are in this world. Yet all those words we said are true and will be, meaning the words of the Torah that says it's in this world, it's true, it was, and it will be. And at the time when we do all the mitzvah of the Torah, and yeah, we're going to get all the good that happened in this world. Like it says in the Torah, when we're going to violate these things, it's going to happen to us all the bad that is written. Even so, but that good is not the end of the reward that's gifted for the mitzvahs. And it's not those bads that's written in the Torah, it's the end of the revenge that is taking revenge from those who violate on all the mitzvahs. Rather, the way the resolution of this is as follows. Kadosh Baruch Hu nosen lanu Torah zu. God gave us this Torah, Eitz Chaim Hi. It's the tree of life. Whoever does whatever is written in it, and he knows it, a complete and a right, correct type of intelligence and understanding of it. He merits the life of the world to come. According to the greatness of his actions and according to the abundance of his wisdom, that's how he merits to the world to come. Now, however, the Torah guarantees us, if we're going to do the mitzvahs with joy and with goodness of our soul, and we're going to toil in its wisdom at all times, that it's going to be removed from us all the things that holds us back from being able to do it. For example, chayli, illness. It's hard for people to do mitzvahs and learn Torah, melchama and war, berav and famine, the kriyzma, all these types of things. That's what the Torah is talking about, not the ultimate reward. It's actually a condition to allow us to do more to get the ultimate reward or chas shalom punishment in the next world. V'yashpil on the kol ha'tovos, and he's going to shower upon us all the good hamechzikas es yadeinu that strengthens our hands, lasas ha'Torah, to do the Torah. For example, seiva v'shalom, peace and satiation, abundance of gold and silver, so that we shouldn't be engaged in all our days, for things that the body needs. Rather, we're going to be able to sit clearly, freely, to learn with wisdom, and to do the mitzvah, that we merit to the life of the world to come. And that's what it says in the Torah. After that, it guarantees regarding the good of this world. It says in the Sefer Devarim, and this will be charity for us, because we're going to safeguard to do. In other words, the good of this world is going to be tzedakah that allows us to be lishmar velasos, to merit through that, to have the eternal life in the life of the souls, which is the primary thing for the human being. This is what the Torah lets us know. The other way too. That if we willingly forsake the Torah, and we engage in the vanities of time, like it says the pasuk in the bottom, and that Yeshurun gets fat, and he rejects, he rebels, he kicks. Shadayin Emes, the true judge, Yasir min ha'ezvim, he will remove from those who forsake the Torah, kol tayvas oil mazel, all the good of this world, shein chizku yideim livad, because that's what strengthens them to reject. And then he brings in them all the bad. That prevents them from acquiring the world to come. So that they get destroyed in their wickedness. This is what says in the Torah, in regarding the rebuke. Because he didn't serve Hashem, etc. Where it says, with goodness of the heart and with joy, which the Rambam referenced before. So then it says, you're going to serve your enemy, that Hashem is going to send to you. So Nimtza comes at Pidush Kol Eisim HaBrachas VaHaKlal. It comes at that the interpretation of all those blessings and curses that it says in the Torah is al derech zu. It is in this way that we explain Kalim. In other words, if you're going to serve God with joy and you're going to safeguard His path, He's going to flow upon you these blessings. And He's going to distance the curses from you. Until you're free, to become wise in Torah, and to toil in it, so that you merit to the life of the world to come. It's going to be good for you for the world that's all good. And you're going to have a lengthy days for the world that's all long. It comes out that then you're going to merit to two worlds. For the good life in this world. That bring to the life of the world to come. Because if you don't acquire wisdom over here, doesn't have good actions. But with what could he merit to the world to come? Like it says the pasuk in Keilos, because there's no action, the calculation, the das and understanding, the wisdom, b'sha'ol in Gehenna. That's already too late. And you forsake Hashem, ushagisim, and you waste your time b'machol, b'mishto, znus, with food and drink and with immorality, with demlim, and similar things. Maybe alechem kalakol asayla. Then he's going to bring on you all these curses. Umeisa kalabracha is going to remove all the blessings. Achayichlu yemechem b'vahal of hafachad, until you waste your days with chaos and with dread. You're not going to have an open heart. You don't have a whole body, last mitzvah to do the mitzvahs, so that you get lost from the life of the world to come. It comes out that you destroyed two worlds. Because when a person is busy and confounded in this world, with illness, and with war, or oven, with famine, in the Masasik, then he's not engaged labor chachma, not with wisdom, not with mitzvahs, not with commandments. Shebehen zoichen l'chayim abad. That with that is what he merits to the life of the world to come. So therefore, the Rambam resolved the difficulties that yes, of course, the ultimate reward or punishment is in the world to come. But in this world, when the Torah talks about in b'hayim shemayim loisishmo that you can have these physical reward or punishment, that's only conditions that will allow you to ultimately get the ultimate good, or to the contrary, to the ultimate bad. And halacha beis. However, contrast with this concept of Yomais HaMashiach. Now, because of this, Nisabu Kol Yisrael, all the Jewish people desired, Nevi'ehem, V'chachmeyem, the prophets, their sages, Limais HaMashiach, for the days of the Anointed One, Kedei Sheinuchu Mimalchuya, so that they could be at rest from the kingdoms, She'enem Anichas Lem Lasik B'Torah V'Mitzvah Kogin, that don't let them toil in Torah and Mitzvahs appropriately. So that they could have some calm, the Yarba B'chachma, and increase their wisdom, so that they can merit to the life of the world to come. Because in those days when Mashiach is going to come, there's going to be increase of understanding, of wisdom, of truth. Shemak says the pasuk in Yeshayah, because the land will fill up with knowledge, with the understanding of Hashem. But then, like it says, the pasuk in Yirmiyah, you're not going to have any more one man teaching his friend, and a man his brother, because everyone's going to know the understanding of God. But then, like it says, the pasuk in Yecheskel, I'm going to remove the heart of stone from your flesh, because that king that's going to stand up from the descendants of David, he's going to be a person of wisdom more than Shlema. The Navi Gadol who caught up to Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be a great prophet, close to that of Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, he's going to teach all the people. And he's going to instruct them the path of Hashem. All the nations are going to come to hear him. Like it says in the pasuk in Yeshayah, it's going to be the end of days. It's going to be appropriate set. The mountain, the house of Hashem, on the top of the mountains. Now, the end of all the reward. And the good, the ultimate good that doesn't have after it any stop or any diminishment, that's the life of the world to come. Although you may say Mashiach, but the days of the Mashiach, who oil mazah, that's this world. And the world's going to continue going as it normally does. It's just that the kingdom is going to be given back to the Jewish people. And the early sage already said, there's no difference between the world that we currently live in and the days of Mashiach. Only being subjugated to the kingdoms is the only thing that's not going to be anymore, and that the Jewish people have their own kingship, and the Melech Mashiach is going to be that all the people from the world come to, but that's still when we are getting the reward to have the ultimate reward, that of Olam Haba, the world to come.